Today, one girl came. Mainly, she is staying in the London with her husband. And I am remembering one story I heard. I am remembering that how much austerity she is getting. And still, she wants to stay his family life. One time, you know, one old lady, if you go to Vrindavan, can see 20,000 widow lady, they are living in Vrindavan. What they are doing, you know, you can go and see the old lady, they are coming from the good family. They had good husband, Bengali widow lady. For their food, only their food. Every day they are going some temple, is Vrindavan have temple. Every day they are singing, 3 hours singing, they are getting 5 rupees. Food always getting to the temple, Vrindavan no want of food. Always people is going to the Jai Radhe and Radhesham, always getting food. And keeping some money for their, after death, they need some wood for their burning his their dead body, but they are keeping some money. If they die, government always throwing their body in the Jamuna, sometimes buried. But they are not proper Hindu religious, they are not following. And they left, they have so much house in Bengal, Calcutta. They have family, but they are so much austerity, so much problem. They kick them. A old age, 70 years, 80 years old lady, and their son, they kick from their house. And now how much they are getting austerity? You can see, one time I asked one lady, and she does not want to tell her family name, but slowly I am giving lecture. After that, she is crying and telling her son has good gold shop in Calcutta Bau Bazar. And how much they are rich, you understand. Gold shop they have. But they have no house. They are living in the streets, under sometimes closing the shop and corridor in the shop and sleeping in the outside. They have no house. In this way, their lifestyle is going on in Vrindavan, very sad way, very austerity way. In this way, I can give one very nice example to you. One time, one old lady, she is living in the, like, plastic. India also, you can see in the rail station, who has no house, one old lady, and she is living on the plastic house. She is begging, and she got some rice, and she cooked that rice. And she went to the bring some water, some outside government water, supplying water. And then in the meantime, one dog entered his house, plastic house, because he has no door, anything. And dog is very hungry. And dog is, what did? Dog trying to enter his head, take the rice, because that pot is clay pot. You know, make clay pot, is she cooked rice. And dog trying to eat that rice, putting his head into the pot. Understand? Trying with the tongue, she cannot taste the rice. And then that dog even cannot take the rice, but put his head. Understand? Even he cannot take out also. In this way happening, trying. Then that lady came, oh, alas, what can I do? Whole day begging, I got some rice and I cooked, and that dog is giving the mouth there, and that lady is very angry. And then that lady take on a stick and beating so much, beating, too much beating. Dog cannot run because his face and eyes, everything inside the pot, and I said he cannot see. He's very hungry, cannot eat the rice. And he also beaten by the woman. Both are getting. And on the way, one good man, like devotee, he is going from there and tells, oh, that lady is beating so much dog. Dog cannot run because he did not see. He is hopeless. He is beating. He cannot run. Oh, I have to do something. And then he took on a stone piece, brick, and he threw to the pot, and pot is broken, and dog so run away, understand? In this way, we got example with the illusory environment. Maya is like that. If you enter to the illusory environment, attack them, you cannot run from there, understand? You are getting too much beaten, but you cannot run, understand? How much Maya is very strong. Sometimes, by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Vaishnava, If eyes is closed by the pot, by the illusion and environment, if eyes is open, then we can run away from the Maya. Understand? Illusory environment, how much strong and how much if sometimes we can got chance, then easily we can run away from the illusory environment. Understand? We can come out in that kind of case. Easily we can understand. Gurudev is merciful. Like that man who broke that pot with a stone, actually he is merciful for the dog. We also like dog. If Guru is the merciful and he can open our eyes, he can broken our illusory environment, he can cut our illusory net under some Maya jal, illusory net, then we can see that Chinmoy Dham transcendental abroad. Sometimes we are coming like this. We are serving many years serving. And sometimes we can thinking, oh, I told many times, the mind is your enemy. No one your enemy, mind is your enemy. And if you not follow our mind, we are always giving food to the mind. And mind is becoming strong. And taking out from the service, from the Krishna consciousness. Then from today we have to tell the mind, I will not give you food. Food means I will not listen to you. Siddhartha Maharaj told that.